When should he give me a call next time?
No, he's hopping on the line right
now. Thank you for holding. Is this Ala?
Oh, yes, this is.
Hi, Ala. This is Sahak. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking, man. Always appreciate that. It's Wednesday, right? Almost Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, yeah. Nice day out.
Yeah, right. Can't complain too much.
Uh-huh.
So let me just confirm a couple things real quick. Just came across my desk here. So for service area, you guys are looking for residential only for now, but about 30-mile radius. Is that right? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
30 miles, please? Yes. 30 miles in my house. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Now, we can even narrow it down to, you know, cities, zip codes, counties, however you guys want to do it. We actually have, like, a tracking system where we can narrow it down to, you know, the hours of operation, certain cities or zip codes, so we can mark it out however you want. Now, before I start getting the pricing and everything, did you have any questions about how any of it works or anything like that?
One question is that basically if people would just be able to search me up wherever they want, whether it's Google Maps or anything like that, they could just easily find me and then also give me a call.
Right, exactly. So the calls come straight to you from them finding you organically across all media, not just Google. So, of course, 90% of the calls will come from the Google listing because statistically we found that's where 9 out of 10 people search is that, you know, the first top of the first page. Most people don't scroll much farther than that. So we focus there, right? That's where the money's at. But you're also going to be on all the directories like Yahoo, Yelp, Better Business Bureau, Yellow Pages, White Pages. I mean, Alexa even for voice-activated searches. Like, we put you everywhere. You'd have sponsored Facebook ads. Like I said, you'll have a tracking system. We even have an app that we created called Splash Call, where you can see this real time on your phone. You'll have an account management team who's there for you Monday through Friday if you want to run new promotions, change content. We cover all the bases for you. Now we'd also be able to run traffic and analytics on your website. Did you guys build this yourself, the site?
Yes, we have.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah, I like it. So we also, are you married to the site? Would you guys want to possibly build a new one, or do you want to keep this one?
I'd most likely just keep this one and try to build it.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, yeah. Because we can run traffic on there too. Like, basically, just bring all the traffic to your site, and you know, take pretty much, like I said, all directories, search engines, sponsored Facebook ads, even like Alexa. So we put you everywhere. Now, as for the pricing, let's see here. So I'm thinking for you guys, a good start would be our platinum package. That would just be $249. Okay, it's month to month. No contracts or anything like that. With the credit that Lulu applied for you guys, that's just, it brings it down about 50%. So you're looking at just $249. That's month to month, no contracts, and that covers pretty much everything we're going over here. So based on
50% off?
Yeah, exactly. It's usually $599 with the $299 setup fee, but with the credit she applied, I'm able to bring the monthly down to $249 for you, and then they waive the setup fee as well. So the initial investment today would just be $249, and that'll stay the same every month. That keeps you up on the first page, all your directory listings, you know, your website, sponsored ads, everything.
Okay, then can you give me 1 second real quick?
Yeah, sure. I'll wait on hold. No problem.
Thank you. All right, hello?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Hey, so it gives me a thought. I think if it'd be all right with you, because we are just starting a business, so we just started getting in with a few people, if you could start, like, that same exact thing next month, and I'd be up to it, too. $250 a month, I'd try with that for next month. But as of this month right now, I would not be available for that.
Oh, okay. So available, like, for the work, you mean, or?
No, I just for, like, the price and everything. And even if you lower it, I still think, like, next month will be much better for me and suitable because I'll be much more available for work as well, too, next month.
Okay, so that actually might work out because it's not like we flip the magic Google switch, right, and you're on the first page the next day and, like, 100 clients come flying at you. We actually, it does take some time to build your Google business profile, you know, all your directory listings, you know, the ads and everything. It takes about, average is about 30 to 45 days. So actually the timing might link up perfectly because by the time, you know, that ends, you guys will be ready to go, right?
Yeah, but I'm also taking price into consideration because I'm also trying to set up my company and just buy a few things, and I don't think I'll be able to spend that much this month.
I see. Yeah, the only thing is I'm not sure if it would still be available next month. Like, I'm sure Lulu mentioned, right, we just worked with one company per area per category. So, of course, you know the benefits. You get the most amount of calls. We're not working with your competition. But also what that means is when we have a listing open up, for first page placement, we just have a call center of about 40 associates like Lulu, the one you spoke with. They just call through the area until they fill the listing. Typically, it's the same day, about 8 to 12 hours maybe they'll have it filled. So, I mean, if you guys see value in it, you know, I'd say at least take the opportunity while it's there because I promise you guys, this is going to make you money. You know, this is going to pay for itself 5-10 times over.
Okay, can you give me one more minute if that's fine?
Yeah, okay, sure, yeah. We don't hold you. No problem.
All right, thank you. All right, I made a final decision. I don't think I'm ready for that. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Is it just the pricing again, or?
Yes, you know, I want to sell. It's because I'm still, like, just, I still haven't worked or anything like that.
You still haven't what? Excuse me, sorry, you cut out there.
Because I still haven't worked. And, wait. Because, I mean, I still haven't worked with people, and I would need to, like, earn more money, and then I would be able to continue with, like, as a monthly rate.
I see. Okay, yeah, because, I mean, like I said, this is going to make you guys money, right? Like, just to give you an idea, right? So let's just try electrical contractors in your area. So it'll tell me how many searches were done in the last 30 days, right? So you can get an idea like how it would work for you guys. So for your area, just your specific area, right, within your residential area, there's been about 1,300 almost searches. So let's just say on the low end, we capitalize on 1% of those searches for you, right? You can do the math on that. That's 13 calls. Now that's one keyword. You're allowed 15 total, and that's one area. We can target up to even 12 areas for you. So now multiply that. So you see where I'm going with that. There's a book of business there in the backyard. We're just helping you utilize it by optimizing your placement on not just Google, but all media. So like I said, this is going to pay for itself. Like, don't just see it as a, oh, I'm making another payment, like a car payment or something. This is an investment because this is going to make you guys money and, like, help your business get off the ground.
Is there any way we can, like, lower the price? Because you just said, yeah, you're going to give us, like, a, I think it said, like, a platinum something. Is there anything that's lower?
Right. Yeah, so there's one other option. There is one other option.
If there is anything suitable, I would be able to, like, do it tomorrow or the day after, because then I would be able to get ready for it and I'd be able to pay you.
Okay. We do have one other option. The only difference would be you wouldn't have the sponsored Facebook ads. That'd be $199. So I usually go with the $249 because for $50 more, you get a lot more range, and the Facebook ads have a lot of good marketing tools. But there is also our pro package. Yeah, that would be $199 if that's a little more, you know, in the budget for you.
Okay, give me one moment. Okay, then. I'll accept the $250 if that's fine. But is it fine if I start it off tomorrow just so that I can get the money ready and everything?
Yeah, sure. What's a good time to... I'm just hoping it's still going to be available. What's a good time to call you tomorrow?
You're hoping for what?
Well, because like I said, they usually fill the listing the same day, typically within, you know, so by... tonight at 4 when we stop, usually it'll get filled by then. So I'm just, what's a good time to follow up with you, you think?
Give me one moment.
Okay, you going to look at the house?
Hello. What did he say?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I was talking with my associate. What's going on?
Okay. Hold up. Is there a way to see, like, how, like, other people who've also accepted this deal, just, like, to see how their work has been and everything for us?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I can text it to you. It's actually a link to our website, and you can actually see some other companies that we've worked with who've actually been with us for some time. Like, I don't know if you ever heard of Vivint, that smart home company that did home security. They've been with us since they started, and, I mean, they're huge now. And another one, I'll actually send this over to you so you can take a look at this, is Extra Space Storage. They started off with about 4 locations. That was about 10 years ago. They're nationwide now. I mean, you don't have to go nationwide, obviously, but still, I mean, just to see the success they've had. I'm actually texting this to your phone right now. It has a link to the website. Let me know if you got that. It should come through right now.
Okay.
It'll say local / and then it... Okay, you did. Okay, yes, it's client success.
Call local flash. هذا اللي شركات كانوا كلها صغيرة بس يعني صار كل شيء كبير يعني هذا قبل 10 سنين بس 4 عندهم يعني بلغ كلهم شركة كبيرة صراحة. Okay, so how would this get it work? Like, is people just gonna like go on Facebook and see like our pictures, our work and everything, or how?
Yeah, so basically what we're going to do right now, I'm going to set up your Google Business profile. So, like, it'll be your name, address, phone number, your logo, however you want it to appear. All the information about you will be seen when they do that search on Google. Like, you know how when you do a search, you see, like, the companies that pop up the top 3 or 5, like when you auto parts near me or whatever it is. You guys will show up the same way with your own Google Business profile. And then all your different profiles across all the directories and everything else as well.
And that site would, do they just have a phone number where they can call, or is there also like...
Yeah, exactly. And then they'll have... Exactly.
And our Instagram, because on my Instagram, I have a lot of pictures of work.
Yeah, we can link Facebook, Instagram, anything. Yeah, for sure.
But not much to the syndicate. Facebook, Instagram, what is, you know, sir, yani, it's like that. Okay, I would want to try it out, but, maybe, like, within 3 months, if nothing is, going on, is it possible for me to cancel it? And I only would want to cancel it within 3 months.
No, of course. That's not what we want, but obviously, no, that's totally fine. You can actually cancel at any time. Yeah, if it's not working for you in 3 months, you can cancel. There's no cancellation fee or anything like that.
Let me switch to the cancel. Okay, then. I'll accept the deal. The 251.
Yeah, okay, perfect. So let me just confirm the address here. It's 1033 Welfare Street. Is that right? Apartment 2?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. And that's where you'd like the, because to get you verified through Google, they're going to send like a postcard in the mail, because this is the most important part to create your Google Business profile. So they're going to send you a postcard, and then you send that back to verify the address. Now, we don't have to list the address online. It's just for the verification. Is that address going to be okay for that?
Yes, I will.
Okay, great.
Do you know when the postcard will arrive? Around 3 to 5 weeks?
Yeah, it's going to be, it should be within 3 to 4 weeks you'll see it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, within 3 to 4 weeks. Everything else we set up within 2 weeks. The verification you'll receive in about, a week or two after that. And then you're, basically, once you're verified, we have you up on the first page. We have everything set up. Everything else, though, like your Facebook, the Instagram, you know, all that stuff, we'll have that set up within 2 weeks.
So with the payment, first, within 2 weeks, the Facebook and everything set up, is that 2 weeks within right now or within when our address is verified?
Exactly, from today, because I'm going to set you up with our tech as well. You can meet with him either today, like later today, or tomorrow morning, whatever is better for you guys.
You meet up with who?
Our technician, the one who's going to build all your profiles and your Google Business profile, get you verified and do all that. Would you guys be able to meet with him later today, or do you want to do that like tomorrow morning better?
Let me check up real quick.
Okay.
Okay, I would like to do it today. Can you tell me all the times available?
Yeah, let me take a look here. Okay, so for today, Wednesday, we've got... Would later in the afternoon be better for you?
Yeah, around what time?
So I have
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, even 6 o'clock. Sure, I could do that too.
So later better?
Huh?
Like later is better, like 4 or 5 or 6, or did you want to do a little earlier than that?
At 2. Is 2 fine?
2 is it? Okay, yeah, 11, 12, 2. Okay, yeah, got you.
Wait,
so
do
2
you
o'clock.
Have a car, actually?
Yeah, we do have it later. If you want to do it around 5, we could do that.
Okay, then, sure, I could do that. That would be much more fitting for me.
Okay, yeah, that's why I figured I'd ask, because some people, you know, they're more available later in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And then, let's see here. Now, are we going to put it under your name, Allah, or your... Is that your father or your brother's name?
Yeah, that's my father, but you said, what are you going to find is my name?
Well, just for the account itself, I have to put your name and then email address, so because once we process payment, it's going to send an email and a text of the invoice with everything that's included, the pricing and everything for your records. I just would need a name to put with that as well. Should we just put your name? It's not going to be like anything sent to you or anything. This is just for you know, the program itself. We can list whichever name you want on that.
Yeah, okay, sure. I'll make it up to that one.
On your name? Okay, and then Allah is... Can you spell that for me? I just want to make sure I get the spelling correct.
The first name, Allah, is A-L-A-A.
A-A, okay. And then the last name?
A-L-R-U-D-A-I-N-I.
Oh, sorry, you cut out there in the middle. One more time. A-L-R...
U-D-A...
UDA.
INI.
INI. Okay, got it. All right, and then a good email address to send the invoice to you.
Then I should. That'll be my first and last name, Alabardini, 22@gmail.com.
22@gmail. 22@gmail.com. Okay. One sec here. Let me just... All right. Now for the Google business profile, how would you guys like the hours of operation to appear? Do you want it to be like 9 to 5 or 8 to 6? What's best for you guys?
9 to 5 every day except Friday.
So 9 to 5 Monday through Thursday, and then Friday, no work or just different hours?
So I would like it, Friday just no work, and then every day except Friday, every week, I would like it,
9 to 5.
So Monday, okay. Thursday, and Saturday, Sunday.
Okay, so just Friday, no work. Got it. Okay. So 9 to 5. Monday.
By the way, how will the customers come? They just called me, right?
That's actually, that was going to be my next question. That's funny. So would you like them to contact you through phone, text, and email, or just phone and text?
Yeah, I never saw someone say, hi, so, got it, like, on telephone, or how many did you call, or email, or, you know, that's it. I would like all three of them, email, text, and phone.
Okay, yeah. More opportunity that way, I figure. That's why I like to ask. Okay, and then for areas that you guys want to be found in, like I said, we can narrow it down to even cities or zip codes if you want. But really up to you guys. How would you guys like that to be set up for the target marketing?
Okay, I would like to just keep it within 30 miles radius. It doesn't really matter to me where I go.
Okay, so just 30 mile radius from that address.
Yeah.
Perfect.
The postcard verification, you said it'll come within 3 to 4 weeks.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And when I send it back, do you know when it should be able to be delivered?
Yeah, so within your verification should be within those 30 those 30 to 45 days. So once you get the postcard, once you send it back, that should, right after that, you guys will be verified. It doesn't take too long after that. Actually, once I set you guys up today, I'm going to send you part of that process through email so you guys can get started on that, you know, as soon as you can, preferably before the interview with the tech. That way, because if he has more of that information today, the quicker it'll be, too.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so I'll send that to you once we set up everything up.
The price for this month, that you can see, will it be before or after verification? Like, should it be today or will it be after?
Yeah, so the first payment will be today, then I'm going to set you up with the tech. The once you talk with the tech, he's going to start building everything. So he's going to start your verification, all your directories, you know, if you want a website. Actually, that was going to be another question. Did you guys want to build a new site? It would be a state-of-the-art site with, you could put scheduling, billing, I mean, your testimonials, everything. It'd be like a, you know, Google template. Really nice. If you want, I can add that in there for you.
I'm sorry. You said I didn't know what?
Like a state-of-the-art Google template website. I can have him build you like a really, really nice website. If you want to, I can add that in there for you.
So how will that help us? Like, what will it really do?
Well, because, okay, with the site, we can put scheduling in there, billing, your testimonies, your pictures, your reviews. Because when clients see a really, really nice website, usually there's two reasons why people would choose someone on the first page. They see you have a lot of good reviews, which we also are going to help you get. And then two, your website. A lot of people always choose the companies that have a really nice website. For some reason, they just see it as like, oh, look, they have a nice site. Let's call them. So that's why it is available if you want me to add it in the package for you at no extra cost. There wouldn't be any extra cost to it.
Okay. Give me one moment. I'm going to see the
Yeah.
But sit down. Go to home. Kind of a look. If you want to phone, yani, the computer, you need to call it to our manager, you know. And that region, who, I mean, she can tell us me, who, get there at the ship, get to a market, which is easy, guys. Get them and tell her, who will ask? Say it, shit.
I did.
Who will ask? Say it away.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay. So yeah, I got the verification on that, so I can add that. And then, now, for services that you guys offer, should I just go off what you have listed here on Home Advisor, or you can have the 15 keywords? Like, which ones would you want to be found for, like when people search?
Which one would I – I'm sorry. Can you repeat everything? I didn't hear you well.
Yeah, no, it's okay. So for keywords, like when people search on Google, what, like, jobs or type of keywords do you want to be found for, like electrician – what type of jobs do you guys do, like, that you'd want to be found for?
Electrician, or electrical contractor, or just general electrician.
Electrical contractor.
If it's electrician, they might think of, like, technical electrician. And I'm not a
okay.
technical electrician, I'm just a general.
Right, so general electrical contractor, got you. All right, and then... Actually, I can have the tech suggest some ones that have high search volume that fall under the umbrella of general electrical contractor, too, if you like.
What you would like, I'm just can you repeat what you said?
Yeah, so our technician, he can make suggestions for one, like, keywords that have a high search volume for that fall under the umbrella of, like, general electrical contractors. Like, he can make suggestions for you for good words, too, if you want.
Okay, that's fine. That's better.
Yeah, I think, yeah, that's what I usually do. Okay, so I'll have them do that. Now, as for billing, you said the address is going to be the same, right, for the billing address?
Yes.
Okay.
So why
and is
you,
that...
Can you give me 30 seconds real quick just to do something?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.
Okay, and also, I would want you to keep something in mind.
Yeah.
Is it fine if I don't have an electrical license right now? Because currently I do not, because I'm still trying to get one through studies, but I do not have one.
No, no, that's okay. We can update the listing later once you get it. That's not a problem. You don't have to have that to sign up.
All right, thank you. So as of right now, that will not really affect me that much?
That won't affect you. No, you'll be okay. We can still sign you up. And then later, once you get it, we can actually put something listed on your profile, like, you know, licensed, if you want.
And do you think I should buy insurance or no?
It's usually good, especially if you guys start to do bigger jobs. I'd say for right now, since you're just starting out, you know, if it's smaller jobs, don't worry about it. But eventually, yes, that's something you should look into. It's always good.
So we'll do it later on.
Yeah. It just, you know, as soon as you can, once you start picking up and you get bigger jobs, it's always good to have insurance. Now, as for the card payment, is that a Visa or a MasterCard or?
PNC Bank debit card, Visa.
Visa, okay. And then the, go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
I believe, 4430.
Okay.
4000.
Mm-hmm.
1941.
Okay.
3503.
Okay, and the expiration?
40424.
424. And then the code on the back?
835.
Okay. And then is it your name on the card, Allah, or is that your father's name?
No, that'll be my mother's name.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, I just want to make sure I match up the information correctly. What's her name?
My name is Noor, but my dad, he's the one who actually is working. His name is Allah. I'm here to help him out just as a translator.
Oh, yeah, no, of course. But I mean on the card, I need to know what name is on the card, so that way, so I can...
Yeah, on the card, that name will be Zainab Abedini.
Okay, can you spell that for me?
Same last name, but the first name is Z-A-I-N-A-B.
Z-A-I-N-A-B, right?
Yes, and also for future transactions, I'll be using a different card just as of for this current transaction. I'm going to
For the first one, yeah, okay, perfect. Yeah, well, we can adjust that. I'll make a note for the technician to change that going forward after today.
All right, and will it be automatic for... the monthly transactions, or how will it be?
Yeah, so actually, it'll be automatic, and then we'll just set up the new card whenever you guys want. We can do that during the interview with the technician, or, you know, anytime you want.
I would like to, if it's fine, like next month, they would be able to call me, and then I could just give them my new card and information, and then they could take the money out of it instead of just it being automatic. If that's fine.
Yeah, sure. I'll mention it to the technician. I'll see if we can do that. Yeah, that's not a problem. I'll make a note for him to see what we can do about that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. Okay, and then now you're gonna see the payment process now, and then you're also going to get your invoice through text and to that email also that you gave me, okay? That's going to come through. Now, before we do that, I want to set up our security question for you, so that way the calls are more secure and you know it's us when we're calling. There's three options. There's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name? What's best for you?
City you were born in.
Okay, and the city name?
Baghdad, Iraq. B-A-G-H-D-A-D.
Baghdad, okay. B-A-G-H-D-A-D. B-A-G. Okay, got it. Okay. And then let me just confirm that the spelling of your mother's name on the card, that way when I process, so Z-A-I-N-A-B, and then the same last name, Aldurani?
Yes, that's correct. Aldurani.
Okay. Sorry if I didn't pronounce that correctly.
Oh, no, it's fine.
Okay, so you'll see that come through now, and then you're also going to get the...
On all three of them, my messages and my email?
Yeah, it'll come through text and email. I think you're going to get the text first, though. Let me know if you don't see it right away. I can resend it just in case.
All right.
I'm just going to... Just to kind of... There we go. So I just sent the text again. You'll see that first, and I'll send the email again. Local.
Oh, yeah, I just found it. But real quick, if, as for the name, you spelled it wrong. The Allah one, it's A-L-A-A, not H at the end.
Okay. Yeah, for some reason, there we go. I'll change that now and resend it. Hold on.
Oh, no, you don't have to resend it. I just wanted you to know in case you put that as my name in the company.
Right, yeah, okay. Make sure it's correct, yeah, of course. Okay, there we go. So,
yeah,
because I'm gonna resend it just to make sure the name is correct for the invoice, because, of course, that's important, right? It only takes a second, so I'm resending it right now. So the most recent one, that'll have the correct spelling of your name. So let me know if it's still coming up as the wrong one, but it should be good now. I think you'll get the text first.
Yes, that is correct. The one you just sent me is correct.
Okay, perfect. So go ahead, it'll say below is your invoice. It'll say in blue. Click there on the blue link. That'll take you into the invoice. Take a quick look, of course. Go over that. Let me know if you have any questions. But once you get to the bottom there, there'll be a spot. There's a box. You click there. It says, I'm the authorized user. Under that, you would type your name. Then once you hit enter, that's how you would e-sign. That should take you to our website. It's going to ask for your username and login. You'll get that within 7 days from today. The tech is going to set up all your accounts today when you speak with them.
On the site, you want me to type my name?
Yeah, so click the box that says I'm the authorized user, and then under that, type your name, and then hit enter. That's how you would e-sign. That should take you to our website after that. Let me know once you get there.
Okay, give me 1 moment. All right, I've got Allah Radini. Now just confirm signature.
Right, then just hit enter to confirm signature, exactly.
Wait, real quick. It says for signature, if it's to agree, please electronically sign this document by typing your name exactly as it appears below and click confirm signature. It says your name is Zainab Al Radini, which is just the name on the transaction. So, but that's not the actual name of the...
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So, just for now, type her name, because obviously that's the one on the billing. But then I'll have the... Yeah, exactly. Then I'll have the tech send another one for you if, you know, with your name or whoever you want to be the, you know, the person on the account.
All right. Okay, now we're asking me for username and password.
Okay, so that means you're good. Now, the only other thing I need to do is just the one I was telling you about, our voice verification. It's basically just to go over, make sure the accuracy of the order. It also is a form of protection for you that goes along with the invoice I sent, so you can be clear about everything and, you know, the cancellations, how everything works. So I'm going to start now. If you need me to review or clarify anything, just let me know. Now, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and, of course, is an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Aladdin INC.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Ala Abadei.
Okay, and you're the owner?
Yes.
Okay. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, and you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So that verification I sent you to verify you guys through Google, make sure you have that ready for the interview with the tech because that makes the process faster, okay?
Okay.
And as a result of increased visibility, also please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Slash. That's why we set up that security question for you, because we're going to make sure to use that at the top of the call so you know it's us. And other calls that don't, you can disregard those. Now, do you also agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm also going to send you the phone number that the technician is going to call from. I can text that to you after the call, or I can give it to you now if you like.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll, do you guys want to take the number down now or should I text it to you after?
Okay, give us the number right now. Oh, so you said
okay. The
number was for what exactly?
Yeah, so this is the number that you'll see the technician call from later today, okay? It's 877.
877.
635.
6225.
Yeah, that's the same one. It's the same number. You got it. Exactly.
All right, then.
Okay,
and,
perfect.
This number, when we call them, what are we going to do exactly?
So they're going to call you within 30 minutes of 2 o'clock your time, okay? And then they're going to basically go over everything that we set up today to make sure it's correct for when they create your profiles, like hours of operation, the keywords. They'll also suggest some good keywords for you, the areas, all the information we went over today, they're just going to double check. Make sure if you have any questions or anything else you wanted to set up through your profiles, and then also start your verification through Google.
Okay, and also, why is it two? Is that time for you guys, or is it because I...
Oh, sorry, that's 2 o'clock. Yeah, sorry, two o'clock Pacific time. It's going to be 5 o'clock your time. Sorry, they're going to call you within 30 minutes of 5 o'clock. That's my mistake, because we're on West Coast.
Okay.
Yeah, so 5 o'clock your time. And then
give me one moment.
Now, oh, sure, yeah.
So when business...